This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We'll be joined momentarily by Senator John Hoeven. He was at the border recently. We did talk to him during that, but I want to visit about that and also some meetings he's holding today, this week rather. So we'll talk about that too coming up. 800-228-0550 if you have a question for him. Somebody says, Scott, slow down when you say the numbers. I'm sorry. 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Or super producer Chris Larson at 701-352-8661. Okay? Is that good and slow? I hope so. 24-7, our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. I'm giving away a signed copy of my book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America, and a MyPillow beach towel to someone that suggests a faith leader that we can have on tomorrow to pray for rain. Because a lot of you have said the number one need for North Dakota right now is rain. I agree. Our farmers and our ranchers depend on it, and so does the safety of, as we've seen with these fires, in Medora, in the north unit just south of Watford City, in the Teddy Roosevelt Park. So keep the suggestions coming. Couple examples here. The lead pastor at Bethel Church, Fargo. Another said, Susie Larson is a prayer warrior and dynamic Christian in St. Paul. Gave us a number, the contact number. Thank you. So anybody like that that you just think would be perfect to lead us in prayer tomorrow on a little moment to say, boy, oh, boy, do we need rain for a lot of reasons. That'd be great. So keep those coming, and I'll reward you with a couple of goodies today on the program. Senator John Hoeven on our Newsmaker line right now. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know you got a number of things going on this week I want to talk about. I first want to recap to finish on the conversation you and I had when you were literally on the bus with your colleagues and had a tour of the assets of the Border Patrol as well as Customs in the middle of a very eye-opening trip to the border, it sounded like. What's the action items from that? What did you come away from that seeing firsthand, and what do you think can be done by you and your colleagues to stop this? I call it an invasion, because when we don't have a border, we don't have a country. And the numbers of which they're pouring across, you saw it, I saw it. I was in Del Rio, Val Verde County. I was in McAllen where you were. You're out there in the middle of the night with these folks. You're seeing the jam-packed, way over capacity, holding, whatever you want to call them, cells for unaccompanied minors. I mean, it's a mess. What is your takeaway, and what do we do about it?
Yeah, well, Scott, appreciate it. Appreciate you going down there as well. I mean, we went down not only to find out exactly what's going on, but also to make sure that we got the information out to the American people. Because I think, you know, as people understand what's going on down there, they're going to demand change. And I'd been down to the border before when we had, you know, just incredible numbers of migrants coming across illegally, and there are things that we can and should do. I mean, President Trump, as you know, did a number of things that effectively addressed it, and this administration changed those policies, the Remain in Mexico policy, the Third Safe Country policy, and we've got to get back, and also the pandemic, the public health order he put in place. So we've got to get back to policies that get control of this border. And that's exactly why we were down there, not only to see what was going on, but also to find out how we can address it.
Is that a grandchild of yours right there?
No, that's not.
This
that's
cat.
Actually my wife's cat, if you can believe it.
I thought it was a baby crying, but how about that? Because you've got, how many grandkids do you have now?
I'm up to 7, Scott. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. You're so blessed. It's incredible.
Yeah, and really fortunate.
And, you know, I've always said the best part of John Hovind is Mikey, because you've married well as well, with a great wife. But I didn't know she had a cat. I might have to rethink that now. Is a cat, like, something that is kind of a pain in the rear for you, or are you okay with a cat?
You know, I'm an animal lover. I love the dogs and grew up with horses and livestock and all kind of stuff. So I'm an animal lover. She's very fond of her cat. So we'll just put it in the category that I pretty much like all animals and leave it at that.
I got it. Yeah, I think I'm reading between the lines. I'm more of a dog guy than a cat guy, so I think we're like
best
this.
Husband answer ever.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, John.
A lot of points for that one right there. So here's my question. Your eyes are open, obviously, even more than they already were, based on the fact that I found Customs and Border Patrol people I talked to defeated because they saw, like you said, this working under Trump. Remain in Mexico. You know, if we catch you, you're going back to these other countries. And now it's a mess, and they're pouring across. So my question is, clearly this is happening exactly the way the Biden administration and your Democratic colleagues want it to happen. There's no other explanation to this because we know how it was before, and we know their changes have radically dismantled any sense of law and order at the border. What tools do you have knowing you got a 50-50 Senate?
Well, that's why it's so important we're down there and make sure we got the information out. Remember, the administration was not allowing this information to come out. Matter of fact, when we were down there, as you pointed out a minute ago, we were down there, you know, in the middle of the night. We're down on the Rio Grande River, the trails where the migrants come across. We saw migrants coming across. We saw the coyotes across the river, the cartel operators, and we could hear them. And these people were being processed under a bridge. And when Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas had been down there, he hadn't even gone over to see that. And so, we're down there to, again, not only to see what's going on, but to let people know. Same thing with these detention centers that were way overfilled. The Donna Center that we were at was designed for 1,000 people, and that's without COVID. With COVID protocols, no more than 250, and that had over 4,200 family units, primarily children in there. And so now as this information has been put out, we've put it out, I think you see the American people responding, and I hope that in the short term is going to get us a change to these policies that I just mentioned, the Remain in Mexico, the third safe country, and then we can take other steps on a longer-term basis. But we've got to get control of that border, and then we've got to secure that border. We do need a wall. We need technology. Our Border Patrol agents, as you said, are phenomenal. You saw them, but they're frustrated. They're overworked. And remember, when they're tied up with women and children coming across and family units coming across in the Rio Grande sector, then in the other sectors, that's when you get the gangs and the drug and the human trafficking and all those kind of people coming across because the border agents are tied up trying to handle all the kids coming across illegally. So, again, we need some short, near-term changes in the policy back to the policies we had in place, and then longer-term, the border security, and we need to reform immigration so that it's merit-based immigration and we get on top of it. And finally, remember, Scott, there's a million people that come here legally every year. We've got to get control and stop the illegal immigration.
Well, and again, we're just throwing the doors open right now. So, you know, and again, I have zero doubt this is exactly what they want. I mean, you don't think this is by accident right now, do you? They're getting exactly what they want.
Yeah, the Biden people, the Biden administration changed the policies. The Border Patrol agents, Customs and Border Protection, DHS, the professionals said this would happen. This is not a surprise.
Yeah,
if you change these policies, this is what will happen.
John, after decades of seeing what was going on and in the last 4 years actually making progress towards some sort of handle on it, then to see it all just thrown out the window, how frustrating was that for you and is this
for you? Very frustrating. And remember, in addition to doing the things that needed to be done, so President Trump, you know, building the wall, I've been down there, I've worked to help get funding for that wall, the technology, the people, putting policies in place that work, working with the Northern Triangle countries and Mexico. Remember, President Trump said to Mexico, look, Mexico, we're going to stop your exports into our country if you don't work with us on immigration. This didn't just happen. He did a ton of work on this. He was starting to get a change. He also put forward ideas on legislation to reform the immigration system, which Democrats refused to agree to and compromise on. So, you know, it's very frustrating to see what's happening now.
By the way,
the work we're doing, though, will help us, you know, start to get these policies changed. That's the first order of business.
By the way, I have been told, and I heard this firsthand, you may know more, that DHS went to every border wall contractor and said, you're done, and try and sue us if you want another penny. You're not going to get it. Shut down, walk away, contracts canceled, screw you. Did that happen?
Well, the administration at this point is saying it's on hold and being reviewed. So we don't know yet, but obviously that's a huge concern. Again, if you talk to the Border Patrol professionals, let's go by what the professionals tell us. And they're saying, look, we've got to have that wall. What's happening now is a perfect illustration of why we need it. That focus
but they have,
concentrates
they
where
have,
people I mean, can come across and leverages their ability to control the border. So again, back to, we've got to make sure that people understand.
Hold tight if you would, Senator. We'll continue more after the break. Lots to talk about today on What's On Your Mind.
Is the move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by PetraServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. I don't know why I'm just thinking karma rules. You ask what's on your mind, I think karma rules.
Yeah.
And I can go to any PetraServe USA store or Valley Dairy and have caramel rolls that are unbelievable. I believe the best caramel roll you'll find anywhere in North Dakota, Western Minnesota for that matter. And it all started at Valley Dairy Stores, which are part of the PetroServe USA family now. Same thing with a 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, PetroServe USA. That's a great deal. And home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. For instance, I-29, you're traveling today, pull off at the Harwood exit, and you got a meatball dinner. I mean, come on. A meatball dinner. Or if you're in Glendon or Minnesota, chicken Alfredo. Valley City off I-94, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. The stores across in the Capitol or in Mandan, PetroServe USA, great chicken. Had some of that yesterday. It's so good, you can't even believe it. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Also brought to you today by our friends at Tioga. A lot happening there. We're going to talk with Senator Hovind in a moment about a meeting with oil and gas leaders that he's going to be doing. Tioga is a great example. You know, the average household income in Tioga right now is $73,000. You know what? You go to the average community in Minnesota, that's not a number anywhere near their average household income. And great education, a great, new community center, vibrant community, great place to live, TiogaND.org. Back with Senator John Hovind, our final segment with him. Senator, on the issue of the border wall that you brought up, there's reports now that the Homeland Security Secretary is saying, evidently he's told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he called gaps. So I guess,
oh, good.
This seems to me to be saving face here a little bit. But I know you can't go waving why we need a ball, why we need a wall, why we need a border in front of these people, because they're going to say what? They're going to say, look, that's not good with our constituency. Politically, that doesn't fly. Can you use the professionals who say, here's how this has worked, and look at what Tommy Fisher built south of McAllen, Texas. I was so bummed that your delegation didn't have a chance to go see that, because it has removable bollards. In other words, put the fence where you need it. It has infrastructure the Border Patrol is begging for. They're begging for the ability to go along the border on a road. So maybe we stop calling this fence, maybe we stop calling it wall, and maybe we just call it a border protection system. Do you think that would help you get the Democrats to see the wisdom in this? Do it the Tommy Fisher way in some of these key places?
Well, I think you make a really good point. It is a system. And the other thing is we've got to listen to the professionals. Look, no matter who you are or what your opinion is on all this, why wouldn't you listen to the professionals? Why wouldn't you listen to the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, Department of Homeland Security? They're down there every day putting their life and well-being on the line. They're the professionals. They see this through, Republican and Democrat administrations. So let's just listen to them, right? And they'll tell you they need, as you said, that system. They will tell you that in no uncertain terms, point blank. And I've been down there during Republican administrations. I've been down there during Democrat administrations. And that's what they say they need, and that's why I'm working to try to get that for them. That's the case that we're making to the American people. And so I hope, yes, it does get that construction going again on what, as you accurately said, is a system. This is sensors. This is wall. This is technology. This is people. This is all of it. And that's how we get a humane way of managing our border, so that you don't have these coyotes and these cartels bringing these kids and women and families up and human trafficking them and getting them in the drug trade and all these things.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Exactly. You're so right. I mean, you're on the right side of this issue by a mile. In my mind, it's just about getting Democrats to realize we got to find a way to call this a win without, without caving, right? I mean, okay, yeah, call it a system. Fine, go ahead, call it a system. And it's a health and safety issue, too, right? I mean, how many of these illegal immigrants that are pouring across the border right now are being tested for COVID? Yeah. Do we know?
And then also we can work with the Northern Triangle countries in Mexico. We can try to work with those countries and try to help them with law and order and so forth in their country. But we've got to have the rule of law in ours, as you said earlier. And so, that's the case we're making, and we're going to keep making it, and as you mentioned, I'm also going to do some work on the northern border as well.
Burke County Sheriff's Department, tomorrow, yeah. 10 a.m., Senator Hovind's going to be there. Are you worried that the northern border is more of a security threat today than it was previously?
Well, I'm starting to hear from some of the sheriffs up there in Burke and in Divide. Matter of fact, Sheriff Sean Brien got a hold of me and said, you know, I mean, we actually have responsibility out of the Grand Forks Border Patrol sector for about 900 miles of border, Scott. You probably know that. But all the way from Lake Superior all the way over up through much of Montana. But you know, we don't have nearly as much border protection, obviously, and security on our northern border. We do have sensors, we do have stations, we do have border patrol, we do use unmanned aircraft and manned and helicopters too. But a lot of that duty also falls to our sheriffs, because if a sensor goes off and the border patrol can't get there, a lot of times they'll call our sheriffs, and then they're going up there and taking care of things, and they're seeing more activity, and so they've asked me to come up now, and there's some things they'd like in terms of some barriers and those kind of things. And so we're going to go up there, meet with them, and see if we can't get them some more help and support.
Good idea. Two other quick things. One, I want to talk about your oil and gas meeting, but I also want to, before I get there, we've had some people that really know sort of how Washington works say that the border is designed to be a sort of shiny object that we all focus our attention on while they ram H.R. 1 through, which would fundamentally change elections and, by the way, take all these people who are coming in and saying, you can vote now. Do you believe that's accurate? Is this sort of a really smart strategy on the part of the left to get us paying attention to that while they ram H.R. 1 through?
Well, H.R. 1 would, in essence, federalize it, and that is not the way to go. Our founding fathers set up this country where state legislatures determine how to set up voting in your respective states, and that's how it needs to be done. And H.R. 1 would just take control and totally change that. And so, correct, that is legislation that is something that would be a real problem. And it goes.
How do you stop it? How do you? My understanding is Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota is gaming the Rules Committee, and they're going to ram it through. Is that a proper worry for us?
They're trying to. The House has already passed it. They're obviously going to try to pass it in the Senate, and it's something that we need to oppose, and hopefully we can. Hopefully it won't pass. We're going to work to defeat it. And again, it goes back to people understanding that they want their legislature. That's how our founding fathers set it up, to make sure that legislatures and the people have control of their elections and not otherwise it.
Only have about a half a minute left, but I do want to know about your roundtable in Tioga tomorrow with local energy producers talking about ongoing developments in the energy industry. What's the plan there? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, so I'm going to have our oil and gas companies. We're going to meet at Nesset Consulting in Tioga, and you mentioned great community. Of course, Kathy Nesset up there is just the best. She's off the charts. So we're going to meet at Nesset Consulting, and I'll have the oil and gas companies, but I also have coal represented there as well, and we're going to talk everything from Dakota Access Pipeline, which, by the way, Scott, you and I'll have to talk about some more. Been working very hard on that. Is very important to us, as well as support for our coal-fired electric plants. But then also oil and gas, obviously, you know, we've got to get them some help and support with what's going on with the current administration, both in terms of shutting down development on energy development on our federal lands, but also just what they're trying to do with their tax policy and so forth, which would be a concern for our and regulation.
Great update, and I know you're busy guy tomorrow. I'm also going over to Williston on the Sloan Field Airport Authority. So thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
This is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoose, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felty on NBC5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To mention, Senator Hoban, in addition to the conversation on the Biden administration regulatory agenda on the state's economy, which is all bad, not good at all. There's nothing good about what the regulatory agenda of the Biden administration has done to oil and gas and or our lignite industry. We'll be on the agenda tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Nested Consulting Boardroom with Senator Hoban tomorrow. I'm glad that's happening. That the Sluland Field redevelopment discussion that he's participating in is tomorrow at 4 p.m. And that it's at the hangar, I guess, at Williston Square Corner, 38th Street West and 6th Avenue in Williston. It's a former Sluland Field hangar. There's some great things happening there. Sanford Health, as you know, recently announced their intention to build a new clinic and hospital on that site. And, of course, the senator is on the Senate Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Committee, so that means federal dollars get allocated there, and that's what helped move the airport, $115 million, to where it is. If you've not been to Williston's airport, you have missed some incredible vision there. It really is something. It's great, and it's nice to know that the old site is going to be used for, in this case, a hospital as well. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Mike LeBeau, who is the president of Sanford Health, will join us. We're going to talk about that project, and we're also going to talk about his view. I want to see if it still holds, but I think at least the last two times he's been on, this is Dr. Mike LeBeau, the president of Sanford Bismarck, has said that the most important thing related to the health of our state and our communities is the state reopening, that the economy is fully open. Now, that's from a health care professional. I think we should listen to him. I think he might know as much or more than a mayor, a city commissioner, or some other person that is taking what they believe to be the best health advice from someone to say, oh, we got to, I don't know, we better be slow about this. We better. He's saying full on, open up. And Dr. Mike LeBeau has saved a lot of lives. He saved a lot of lives. He's not just some bureaucrat sitting in a fancy office in Bismarck running the Western Division of Sanford Health. He's a doctor. Okay? So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We're also going to talk with Matt Fearn. Matt is a filmmaker. And he's done a book, a documentary called Fighting Over Sue. It is a 4-year-plus project, as I understand it. And we're going to tell you about the documentary, the work behind it, what's in it, and how you can actually see it tomorrow on the program. I'm looking forward to that very much. As much as I'm looking forward to a vote tomorrow on House Bill 1323 in the North Dakota State Senate. The vote is tomorrow. I know that because I spoke with Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, today. And I want to just give you a little back channel before I introduce our guest on this topic today. And he said that they have had an onslaught of public opinion on this. And he said some of it is demanding that they end the mask mandate. And he said those that are demanding it in a disrespectful fashion are... I'm not going to say this is what he said verbatim, but I got the impression that demanding it of your senators was not a good look. Respectfully asking for them to look strong and hard at this, which, and he said there's a lot of as well, is a better approach. It is a better way to do that. And one person that I know is doing just that as it relates to 1323 is our next guest. Casey Schultz. Casey is with the North Dakotans for Conservative Advocates. Actually, it's called North Dakota Conservative Advocates, NDCA. She is a board member and has been working very hard on House Bill 1323 in the North Dakota State Senate, and also was at last night's West Fargo City Commission on a somewhat related topic. Casey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Nice to have you.
Yeah, thanks.
One thing I've really appreciated about North Dakota Conservative Advocates is, number one, you're your own group. You're not sort of a pawn, for lack of a better term, of some other group. You're not picking winners and losers in Bismarck, and this group's good, this group's bad. You're an independent group that I believe was formed initially with a lot of really smart moms that just said, you know what, when we dig into this, we don't see any there in all of these mandates and these demands that have come at us as parents. Is that a fair a description of your group?
Absolutely. We're a group of concerned citizens, a number of us women and mothers, who simply saw what happened in the last 12 months as a bit concerning as time went on. Of course, you know, COVID mitigation and these efforts early on when we didn't know much about this virus were, you know, totally appropriate. And as we went on in the year, we started finding out more information about exactly who's at risk, you know, different factors that led to potentially being more careful and do, you know, following these different strategies. But for many folks in the public, you know, the 40% of asymptomatic people who received it and did not have symptomatic infection, there's many of us, like with small children, that are simply not as much at risk as people who are older or have these comorbidities. And we just believe that one size does not fit all. Even when it comes to public health issues, obviously we want to be careful and protect our neighbors, and we believe in doing that. However, it is time. After 12 months, and we started just in January, but we're saying, okay, you know, we need to get these businesses back open, have kids in school like we are in North Dakota for the most part, but a bunch of just citizens. We just said we need to stand up and do more, and we've seen a ton of that happen, not just with NDCA, but other grassroots groups that are just asking for our legislators in Bismarck to show us that they also want limited government and just a measured approach to especially to the reaction to the pandemic.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Casey, who has been advocating on this with legislators and at the local level as well, our telephone number today to weigh in, 701-258-0550. Toll-free number always works as well, 800-228-0550. You can also call Kevin here at 701-271-1100. And you can text me at 701-367-2054. Or the super producer, Chris, is taking your text today, too. Since Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off, 701-352-8661. Tom in Grand Forks has a comment for us. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I was just listening to your comments about don't call your senator and demand. but politely request? Well, we've been politely requesting for years, and it seems like our polite requests are going unheard. And maybe it's time to up the ante a little bit with a demand. They work for us.
Here's the question. They do work for us. They do work for us. You're absolutely right, Tom. But let me ask you, if you demand of your wife that you will go with me to this thing you'd rather not go to, are you more likely to get her to do it by demanding it, or are you more likely to get her to do it by saying, honey, this really is important to me? I want you to...
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
That's
all I'm saying. And by the way, I agree with you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being lectured to by these people who think they know better than us, and I'm sick of elected leaders just acting like sheeple to anybody that has any kind of supposed expertise in this area without trusting but verifying. I'm with you on the demand. I'm just saying I'm back-channeling to you what I heard from Rich Warden, the Senate Majority Leader, this morning to me, and that was a lot of these people are demanding. And you know what? That doesn't work with us. So I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Yes, I know that. But we need to go ahead and up the ante. So that's what I'm saying. If they're not going to listen to us, we just start demanding. I mean, the left goes ahead there, and they get in our faces, and they shout, and they scream us down and everything else. Yeah, well, it's about time we start doing the same thing.
I understand the sentiment, Tom. What advice would you have for Tom and others that are weighing in today, Casey? What's the approach of the North Dakota Conservative Advocates?
Yeah, the approach of North Dakota Conservative Advocates is simply always to be professional, be polite, be factual. I totally hear you, Tom. I think there's a place for that emotion, but when we get to the public forum and we're making calls and emails and public appearances at meetings or in Bismarck, our message, we believe, is going to be more effective if we aren't using our emotions. To kind of go off what you said, the other side does use emotion, and I think that's where we can take the high road. We're not going to use propaganda. We're not going to use emotional appeals. We're simply going to say, these are the facts. This is how, this is what we believe, and as citizens, everybody does have the right to their belief and opinion, but it's going to be better received, our thought is, if we can remain professional, because I think we do a disservice if we're letting our emotions run and in our communications with them, because it's so much easier to write us off if we just appear as an angry person. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm with you. I do feel the same way, and I'm hearing you say the same thing, Scott.
Yes.
But if we can keep it respectful in our communications with them, maybe they'll give us a little bit more time and respect as well.
Here's another little bit of feedback I'd like to share. Jim Roars is my senator. And so I've taken it upon me to talk to Jim Roars on the program Friday and also off the air about 1323. And his initial reaction to this was, hey, we don't do one-offs, okay? And what you're asking is to address a problem that already happened and prescribing a solution for the future. I actually think that's not a bad argument, but my point to him was, you know what? You got to send a message. You got to send a message that you've heard how much overreach there's been. So he sent me a note today that he has emailed me the comments on 1323. Hundreds of yes, hundreds of people from across the state saying, vote in favor of this, Senator Roars. But he says actual constituents, in other words, people that are in his district, the district I'm in Fargo, District 46, it's twice as many no votes on 1323. Now, I would say, well, part of that is Eastern North Dakota versus Western North Dakota, but I also think that means that there's more of an organized effort probably in District 46 than there is the organic grassroots effort that you guys are undertaking. He says, so Scott, this is the information we have compiled as of this morning. It appears my comments on your show are having some effect on our constituents, meaning that they agree with him that this is a one-off. What do you say, Casey?
Senator Roars needs to represent those folks that he's hearing from. I would ask your listeners if there's anybody that is represented by Senator Roars who is in support of this bill, 1323, to contact him and let him know that you have a different opinion than the people he's hearing from. But, that's why we hire them, right? If the majority of his folks in his district are not in support of it, then he should vote that way. But I'm...
So you want to, if you feel strongly about this. Yes, on 1323, Jay Roars.
Yep.
Jay like Jim, then Roars, R-O-E-R-S, at nd.gov. Very simple. Let him know. Jay Roars at nd.gov. More with Casey coming up.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. We receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, But the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Mandan Memorial Highway in Mandan. Right now, 2021 Buick Enclave, now in stock. How about 2021, the GMC Acadia new one, now in stock. Of course, remember, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. There's, of course, 2021 below MSRP, up to 18% off, and they've got the reservations going now for that new electric GMC Hummer SUV, the next all-electric super truck, they're calling it, at Schwann Buick GMC. Check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the hour, also brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. And speaking of masks and their effectiveness, there are really, 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 really a lot of resources out there on both sides. I think we proved that yesterday with three wicked smart experts who shredded the arguments of a well-known and liked epidemiologist from NDSU. Someone's advised the governor and everything else, right? But there's differing opinions. I'd suggest you decide for yourself. There is very little debate over whether or not there are efforts that you can add to your home or your business HVAC system that can take on not only this new spread of COVID, but a wide range of viruses, mold, spores, odors, and pathogens, and it's affordable. I mean, businesses have proven this. They put it in, and they've not had one case of COVID among an employee or a contract traced back to them. So call H.A. Thompson & Son and say, I want it. I'd rather have that than masks. 701-223-3393, because it works. These are IAQ air cleaning products available from H.A. Thompson & Sons. Call them at 701-223-3393. Back with Lacey Schultz. Lacey is with North Dakota Conservative Advocates. More calls waiting for us, Casey. So let's go to Carmen, who's on the road. Go ahead for Casey. Carmen, you're on.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's questioning the science on how effective the masks are. I did a little research. I'm a college graduate, an engineer. And I got on and I looked at the size of the COVID part, and it measures in the nanometers. Realize how small that is? An N95 mask only does, I think it's a half a micrometer. Not even close. It's like if the COVID virus was a mosquito, it would be like putting quarter inch mesh screens on your windows to keep mosquitoes out. It's ridiculous. And then furthermore, the mandate, I heard somebody talking on your other radio the other day, that a mandate can only be made to mandate government employees. They can't mandate the people. It takes a law. In other words, they can mandate masks in government offices and so on, but they can't mandate people to do this.
Carmen, lots of points there. Let's let Casey respond to whatever you feel needs to be.
Yeah.
Commented on.
Thank you for calling in. I think this is actually a little bit easier even than debating the efficacy of masks, because I've read science on both sides. I read one thing recently. 40 to 50% of viral, there's reduction of viral particles. 40 to 50% with masks. That's the efficacy of the source control. You know, there's all different percentages.
Meaning very little when you talk about, even if you think it's great, it's still only getting about half of what you would want reduced, right? Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Right, and that's not what's on the billboards that cost this ad campaign $2 million Mask Up North Dakota. They don't write that on the billboards.
$2 million. Dollars.
Yeah, for the North Dakota Mask Up campaign. But the reason I say this is easier is that I believe this is a limited government issue. Mandates are not good policy. They're not a great way to govern. Free societies don't need to mandate citizens. When they're just honest and they give both sides of the debate and they give the information to the people, we can make those decisions ourselves. So I think, we can make it easier than ignoring one half of the science or not. We know that there's information that's conflicting about many of these mitigation efforts.
Yeah, set the science aside, even though it's pretty strong. I have to tell you, I feel like a sheeple. I feel like I didn't do my job in the middle of this to say, wait a minute, am I just going along to be nice and for optics when there's no science behind it? Why am I not questioning to say, okay, why do you have West Fargo City Commission a mask guideline? Why do you Fargo City Commission have a mask mandate? What is the evidence you cite as for that? You can say an expert told us we needed to do this. Well, what evidence did they cite? That actually could be made, but your point is much better. You're going to have, again, am I a sewer? Am I a Bison fan? Am I a Republican or a Democrat? You're not going to change minds if people believe strongly in it, but you should be able to change minds related to, is this government's function? Should they be able to tell me what is best for me and my freedom? That's the issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's where I feel strongly on this. And our group advocates constitutional conservatism. You know, we believe in limited government. We believe in the the also important rights of our Bill of Rights in the First Amendment, Second Amendment. We want people to be able to open their businesses as they see fit, to leave their homes as they see fit. And so we, you know, everybody, if you have the information, people can make their own decisions. So we can debate the efficacy of masks or these other things, but all we need to say, and this is what the people of North Dakota, I believe, are saying through groups like ours, and there's many of them. I heard 7 groups were represented at the rally yesterday in Bismarck. And I know of 3 specifically, but North Dakota Conservative Advocates is one of these groups. We just simply believe in limited government and mandates. To mandate the citizens across the board of, you know, any age 5 and up, that's not limited government.
No, it isn't. Good point, KC. Marty and Ross, you get the last word today. What's on your mind? Are you there, Marty?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, you got the last word.
Nothing related to this conversation, but I can make it rain. I'm going to go ahead and wash my pickup.
There you go.
Who needs a pastor thank tomorrow? You. Keep those suggestions coming on a pastor. We want one on tomorrow to pray for rain because we need it. Casey, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Glad what you're doing. You're doing what you're doing. Tell your senator how to vote.
Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from 1-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Team.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.